This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is a weekly segment called A-State Connections and Create at State, making connections that count. Today's segment was recorded during the Create at State Symposium in April. I interviewed Parker Long. He's an instrumental music education major at Arkansas State University and presented research on the first day of the symposium. I had the opportunity to interview Long about his research after he presented his work. So tell us about what you've been working on, kind of your research that you've been doing, if you don't mind, please.
My research has been in electronic music composition. Along with music education, I really like to compose music, so orchestral, symphonic music, as well as electronic music. Today, I presented my piece. It was called Elemental Ambience, and what it is, it's an electronic piece centered around the life of water and how it can be very fulfilling and bring life and nourish, but it can also cause death and it can engulf like entire buildings. And it was a very fascinating subject to me. So I'm like, let's write about that. Wow. So my research behind that was orchestration and how different instruments playing the exact same melody can give off a different emotion. Like, for example, you wouldn't have strings or oboes or very soft woodwinds playing with a very dark tone as you would have like French horns and a choir with the same exact melody line playing something or singing a very bright tone. So the research behind that was how I can convey the emotion that I'm feeling about a certain section to the audience.
Fantastic. So how did you come up with this idea in this, if you don't mind? It sounds like a fascinating idea.
The idea itself came about from whenever I was in the studio about to compose the theme, how I actually spilled a water bottle on myself. And I'm like, that's fantastic. Let's write about that.
So how do you take electronic music or any kind of music like that and kind of, you know, use that theme of water like we were talking about in two different ways or kind of juxtaposed? You know, how do you do that?
That's exactly the point, how I was so annoyed by that. I'm like, I hate this so much, but I love water. So it's like, and the extreme juxtaposition of water in life is just very fascinating to me. And with electronic music, you have millions of ideas like right at your fingertips. Like, so in the course of 10 or 15 minutes, I was able to go through 1,500 to 2,000 samples that I wanted to use. And that's something that I think is very awesome about electronic music rather than just symphonic music, because you can hear everything that you want rather than having to just sit there and be like, okay, let's write this down. Maybe I want this dynamic level. No, scratch that. So you can have a lot of ideas circling through at once. And what makes that so great is that it opens creativity up to a whole other level. There's so much things that electronic music can do that just regular orchestral and symphonic music cannot do. So whenever my professor, Dr. Timothy Christ, in the music department, he was like, you should write an electronic piece and you should present it at Create at State. And what this whole process has meant to me is like it gives me an outlet to where I can share my ideas and what fascinates me with the public and my audience that I have here. It's something that I haven't had before, and it's definitely new. It's kind of a trial and error thing because I now have to be able to explain the musicality and everything to people that might not know as much about music or like the exact like theory music lingo as I do. So if I were to be up there and I'll be like, so this fully diminished or half diminished chord or whatever, it's like no one will know exactly what I'm talking about. So I'll be like, the vibe that I want this to give off is it like, for example, like that's a lot easier to explain. So I think it was very good for me to be able to have an outlet like this, because it gave me an opportunity to present something that means a lot to me to other people.
Sure. Parker Long joining me here on the Created State podcast here on KASU's. We're recording this from Created State in the Fowler Center. So tell us about how you come up with specific themes and how you come up with things, because I would think that if you're trying to compose music, especially electronic music, there's so many different avenues you can go, so many different things. How do you come up with a certain theme that you just want to kind of focus on? And then how do you put that together, if you don't mind?
Okay. A lot of the times all the time, I never write music unless I feel very strongly about a certain subject, or if like a certain emotion that I'm having at the time leads me towards something. I never write music just to write music. That's just me, though. And like I said earlier, the funny part of me coming up with this theme was me spilling a water bottle on myself, and I'm like, that's fantastic. Right. But that's like a composer thing now. It's like we're all kind of crazy in our homes. We are all pretty much crazy. Like, for example, I came up with that because I spilled a water bottle on myself. Right. But usually, and I've written a few electronic pieces, orchestral pieces, symphonic pieces, but all of them have a central theme tied into something that's happened in my life or something that I'm going through. It's like, it's almost like a journal almost, how I see composition for especially people like me. Usually people like write down what's going on in their day. I write music about it. And even though like I have a certain emotion that I feel towards it, I want to have that emotion. And I'll be like, how can I write this in such a way that I can convey my message to the audience and they don't even know what I'm feeling about it? And that's always what I have to go. It's a trial and error thing almost. Sure. It's like, if I can successfully convey my message to the audience, I have written exactly what I want.
In music, have you done this all of your life? Is this something that, you know, how did you get interested in this, if you don't mind? Tell us a little bit about yourself in that regard.
I got interested in composition a couple of years ago it was a extreme factor, actually, with the death of my grandmother. And at that point, I'm like, I wrote a piece for her that she never got to hear, because that's when I really started to get into composition. And at that point, I'm like, my message that I wrote through that, I was able to successfully convey to the people that heard it. And I'm like, that's very special to me, because emotions that you get from music, it's a universal language that everyone can understand, mm-hmm. yet everyone interprets it in a different way. Right. And that's another thing that's very fascinating to me. So I'm like, if I can do this for the rest of my life, that would be stellar. It's like in the music industry, and especially music education and composition, there's not a lot of money in that. So you have to really love it. It's like you have to really love it to actually want to do it. So it's like me getting interested in this was over the past couple of years. I've been writing a little bit since I was like 13. Because I'm like, I was fascinated with like writing music and playing music that was actually mine. And that sounds really, really narcissistic, but it's like, I think that there's something very special and there's a lot of merit in wanting to write music and wanting to share that with other people.
Right. Parker Long joining me here on the Created State podcast. So how did you come to Arkansas State University? What was it about A-State that you decided, you know what, this is where I want to go?
I already was here in Jonesboro. I went to Jonesboro High School, graduated class of 2018. And I had a lot of options. I had University of Arkansas, University of Memphis, Henderson State. I even had a chance to go to University of Alabama. But the reason that I chose Arkansas State is because, one, I had a lot of connections here, especially with the music department and the music faculty, specifically Dr. Oliver, Dr. Sarah Labovitz. They had come to my school and taught or giving clinics in our band program that we had there. And I was just fascinated with the way that they taught. And I did my own personal research on the music education programs throughout this state and University of Alabama. And this one had the best music education program, especially through Dr. Oliver and Dr. Labovitz. And they're very, I would say that they're much so mentors to me, because I look up to how they teach, how they present themselves, and they've given me a lot of opportunities to teach around the area. Like, I am a percussion tech for Greene County Tech and Brookland High School, and I teched for West Memphis last year, and I was given those opportunities through them, because they believe in giving their students like the opportunity to teach around the area. Right. So they gave a pretty good word for me. So through me teaching as well, I've had the opportunity to write for some of these schools as well. So that's given me an outlet. So I would say that my reasoning for coming to A-State was the fact that I have such a humongous outlet here, mm-hmm. As well as a way to connect with all the music students here, because the music department itself, it's like we're a whole separate monster from everything else. And it's just, it's fascinating to me to know that there's people here that share the same love for music as I do.
Right. And you being able to go out into outreach into those schools, how did that make you feel to be able to know, you know what, now I'm using my talents and my education now to help others and to maybe teach other students and all that? Kind of your thoughts on that regard and how that made you feel?
It made me feel very good to know that I can take my thoughts on music and how I feel about it and how I teach music to my students. It's like I teach my students as if they were almost like peers, because they might as well be. We're only like 2 or 3 years apart. They don't know that because I don't tell them that, because if I did, if I told them, hey, I'm only like 2 or 3 years older than you, then I would not get as much respect as I do. Right. So in that regard, it's very difficult to present myself extremely professionally and tell them my age. So I just don't do that. I just don't. But being able to actually teach students in the surrounding area and having the opportunity to do that, it makes me feel very humbled, and it makes me a better person and a better educator the more opportunities that I get. And I'm even taking up private lessons. I'm teaching probably close to 2 hours worth of lessons today. And I just think that's just awesome to me. I just love doing that. I will give up a lot of things to teach and write music.
And is this something that you want to continue doing once you graduate, to be able to kind of go and keep impacting those minds?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Once I graduate, I even plan on coming back, getting a master's and a PhD in instrumental conducting and music education, because I just think that whenever it comes to music education and the arts, I just think it's one of the most important things, being able to share music and my love for music and my passion with as many people as I can. It's just very fulfilling to me, and it's very satisfying.
Fantastic. So tell me about, just a couple more questions. Tell me about this research that you did was through Dr. Timothy Crist.
Yes.
So tell us about, in this kind of collaboration process, what has he meant to you in the research, and also in the classroom, and that, how has he impacted your life?
He has made me think. How I see, I'm in music theory with him. I almost call it philosophical music theory, because he makes us think about it, and he makes us feel. He will ask us, it's like, he'll play a chord and he'll be like, how does this make you feel? Or what? And I'm like, I've never thought about it like that before. And he makes, in our lessons that we have, that I have with him in the electronic music studio, he'll make me question everything that I do. Not because it's bad, but he'll be like, once I figure out, okay, no, this isn't working, he'll be like, okay, so why isn't that working? And be sure that you talk about that. I'm like, that's just awesome. He makes me think. He makes me a better musician in that standpoint. And like, I couldn't do this without him. He's a really great mentor.
And so how did it feel today to go out and be able to present, your research here at Create at State?
I was thrilled about it. Dr. Chris was in there, so of course there was that level of, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Of course, but like, and like, even right now, like, he's standing about like 35 feet to my left. but it was very thrilling to know that all the work that I'd put into this piece, I could finally share it, and he could see me share it, and it was very satisfying.
How do you think that this helps you? You say you want to go into a master's degree, you know, you want to get your PhD in that. How do you think that this Create at State helps you and other students to be able to present that research and to be able to, you know, think about the research in the future?
The more that I believe, because I plan on doing this again, I definitely do, because I believe that the more you have the opportunity to speak in front of people, because I believe it gets easier each time, I think it's important to have the opportunity to present your work to other people, because I believe, like, what's the point of doing it if you can't share it? So with Create at State, it gave me the opportunity to take what I worked on and share it with everyone. And I believe that that will be very beneficial to me in the future, because the more that I get to share it, the more that I'll be like, okay, that this is important. So what I did wrong last time, or what I believe that I could improve on, next year I can do it even better because this, that, or that. So I believe that it definitely makes me a better, it makes me a better speaker. It'll make me a better educator because I'll be able to think about, all right, so maybe I didn't convey this message as well this time, so let's think about it in terms of my students. If I were to teach my students this, how would I word this kind of thing? So it definitely gives me a better opportunity to teach as well.
And that's Parker Long on the Created State Podcast. To hear more interviews like this one, you can subscribe to the Created State Podcast at the Created State Podcast page on KASU.org. It's also available anywhere you find your podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, Overcast, Downcast, many other places as well, or you can listen on the NPR app and tell others about the Created State Podcast and leave us a review, as we'd love to hear from you. For A-State Connections and the Created State Podcast, I'm Jonathan Reeves.